This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Imagine you're sitting at your desk.
Yeah.
And you're staring down your end of month digital marketing report.
Oh, yeah. We've all been there.
Right. And the charts are just glowing green. The trend lines are pointing up. And I mean, on paper, the entire campaign looks like a total masterpiece.
Like you're absolutely crushing it.
Exactly. Your open rates are beating industry averages. Your social media impressions are compounding. And there is this steady, reassuring fire hose of clicks just hitting your website. You look at it and you feel this huge rush of validation.
Because it feels like you're winning.
It really does. Until, you know, you close that dashboard, you open up your actual sales CRM, and you look at the pipeline of qualified conversations.
And it's just completely barren.
Completely barren. Your revenue growth hasn't just slowed down, it is totally flatlined.
Yeah, and I mean, it is the defining paradox for businesses operating right now. You are generating an immense amount of digital motion, but you're producing absolutely zero commercial momentum.
It's the modern equivalent of running on a treadmill at max incline.
Yeah.
You know, you're sweating, your heart rate is redlining, you feel incredibly busy managing all this traffic and like managing the agency that's generating it.
Yeah.
But the second you step off to measure your actual distance traveled, meaning your bottom line revenue, you haven't moved a single millimeter. You are trapped in the exact same financial position you were in 6 months ago.
Right. It's exhausting.
Which is exactly why we are dismantling this frustrating paradox in today's deep dive. So we're working through a highly critical article by Joe Medico from Double Dome Digital Marketing, and it's titled Funnel Gap Analysis, Why Your Pipeline is Thin.
It's a great piece.
Really eye-opening. Our mission today is to figure out the mechanical reasons why massive engagement is just failing to translate into sales in the year 2026 and, you know, how to permanently repair a leaky funnel.
What's fascinating here is how the architecture of modern analytics actually encourages us to mistake raw activity for financial outcomes. Because if you look at the digital landscape in 2026, it is completely saturated with what this source really accurately labels ghost metrics.
Ghost metrics, I love that term.
It's so perfect, right? These are data points that just haunt your monthly reporting dashboards. So impressions, clicks, time on page, but they completely evaporate the moment you try to reconcile them with your bank account.
Yeah, that is a brilliant way to describe the hollow victory of like a high click-through rate that yields zero closed deals. And the text grounds this in a very visceral scenario for anyone who's managing a P&L right now.
Right, because if you are a CEO, say, authorizing $15,000 a month on a marketing budget, you are not writing that check to purchase engagement.
Right.
You're funding a system that is specifically designed to acquire customers.
Exactly.
When a business deploys that level of capital, the expectation is a functional growth engine. You're investing in infrastructure that should theoretically reliably convert capital into pipeline.
But that's not what happens.
No. Instead, agencies often deliver these super insulated, jargon-heavy reports. They celebrate all this top-of-funnel volume while just deliberately ignoring the total desert at the bottom of the funnel.
Just crickets at the bottom.
Right. And when your activity metrics are peaking but your sales team is starving, you are experiencing a funnel gap. The dashboard creates this synthetic illusion of growth that completely masks your structural stagnation.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because, I want to push back on this premise just a little bit.
Sure.
Aren't clicks and impressions the mathematical prerequisite for a sale?
Yeah.
Like, if I know my website converts at 1%, I mathematically need those thousands of clicks at the top of the funnel to eventually shake out the handful of buyers at the bottom.
That's the traditional thinking, yeah.
So why is the text demonizing top-of-funnel awareness when it's the fundamental fuel of the standard marketing funnel?
Well, see, that volume-based mathematical model assumes that you're operating within a closed, reliable circuit. It assumes that if you pour water into the top, gravity just guarantees it will eventually reach the bottom.
Right.
But the core argument in this source is that the circuit itself has shattered. Traditional agencies operate on this baseline assumption that initial awareness just automatically flows into revenue.
Like it always has.
Exactly. But in 2026, the technological infrastructure of the internet has fundamentally altered user behavior. It completely broke that automatic flow.
Ah, I see. We are talking about the complete paradigm shift caused by large language models. The text explicitly refers to this as the AI slump.
The AI slump, yes.
Because traditional website traffic you know, the organic flow of users clicking blue links on Google to find information, that's in structural decline.
Huge decline.
Because AI engines like Google Gemini and ChatGPT are just intercepting those queries.
Right, and they aren't just intercepting the queries, they are terminating the user journey before it even begins.
Why? Terminating it.
Yeah. An AI agent synthesizes the answer from your website, and then it serves it directly to the user within the chat interface. So the user gets the entire value of your intellectual property without ever having to load your web page.
They never even see your site.
Never. They don't trigger your tracking pixel. They don't see your call to action. Nothing.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because the author highlights this incredibly cruel nuance to our current reality.
Yeah.
It's what they call the preferred answer trap.
Yes. This is wild.
It is. Say you play the modern SEO game perfectly, right? Mm. Your content is so authoritative and structurally sound that the AI actually selects your company as the definitive source.
You win the game.
You become the AI's preferred answer. And that sounds like a massive win, but it might actually never result in a single dollar of revenue.
Because if your strategy is entirely predicated on capturing top-level attention, you are optimizing for a metric that just no longer correlates with buying behavior. Just think about the mechanics of that interaction for a second. The AI scrapes your proprietary insight, packages it up perfectly, and hands it to the prospect.
Right, in a nice little summary.
Yeah. And the prospect is highly satisfied, so what do? They immediately close the app.
Wow.
You successfully answered their question, which actually means you eliminated their need to research further. You lose the prospect at the precise psychological moment they might have been primed to enter a buying cycle.
Wait, I have to challenge that conclusion.
Go for it.
If AI is completely cannibalizing the top of the funnel and serving up our answers before a user ever clicks a single link, why should a business spend a single dime on content creation or SEO anymore?
It's a fair question.
I mean, shouldn't a CEO just abandon top-of-funnel marketing entirely and dump all $15,000 into bottom-of-funnel, hyper-targeted retargeting ads?
Well, the problem there is you can't retarget an audience that never enters your ecosystem. Yeah, relying solely on platform algorithms to find your buyers at the bottom of the funnel is what the author calls renting clicks.
Renting clicks.
You are entirely at the mercy of third-party platforms that charge you a premium every single time you want to speak to your own market. The mandate for 2026 is moving from renting platform traffic to constructing and owning your own lead flow system.
Owning the system.
Exactly. Your digital presence can no longer function as just a passive library of information for AI to scrape. It has to actively connect technical search signals to measurable conversion outcomes.
Yeah.
You really have to design mechanisms that pull prospects out of the AI interface and into a journey that you control.
Okay, so if the overarching problem is that this historical automatic flow of traffic is broken, the immediate question becomes, how do we run diagnostics on our own systems? Like, how do you isolate the exact moment a prospect is falling off your specific treadmill? The source material transitions from theory to a highly actionable framework right here, detailing three granular leaks, the funnel gaps that businesses absolutely must identify and repair.
Yeah, and diagnosing these three specific gaps is how you replace marketing guesswork with actual engineering precision.
Okay, walk us through them.
So the first point of failure is the trust gap, which occurs in the space between awareness and consideration.
Mm-hmm.
Mechanically, this is the scenario where your paid ads are successfully generating clicks, the traffic is physically arriving on your server, but the users are just abandoning the session within seconds.
Right. So a marketer looking at their analytics would see this as a massive spike in bounce rate and like a plummeting average session duration.
Exactly.
But the text makes it clear we shouldn't just look at the metric. We need to understand the psychology behind the bounce in 2026. This isn't just about a slow loading page anymore.
No, not at all. It is an immediate, visceral rejection of the environment. The trust gap is fundamentally a failure to reconcile the promise made in your advertisement with the authority presented on your landing page.
Which makes sense.
Buyers today are suffering from profound AI fatigue. I mean, they are constantly bombarded by synthetic, machine-generated boilerplate everywhere they go.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
And the human brain has rapidly adapted to recognize that sterile cadence and the generic structure of AI content. When they land on your site, if the design, the messaging, and the imagery don't instantly signal authentic, human-first expertise, their defense mechanisms trigger and they just leave.
They're actively scanning for a pulse.
Yes, perfect way to put it.
If they see, you know, generic stock photos of people pointing at a whiteboard and a headline that says something like optimizing synergy for tomorrow, their brain flags it as synthetic and they hit the back button.
Instantly.
Okay, so let's assume we fix the trust gap. We have authentic video, specific messaging, real human faces. Mm. The user stays on the page, but they still don't book a call.
Right. Well, now you've moved down the funnel and hit the second structural failure, which is the intent gap.
The intent gap.
Yeah, this manifests between the consideration and qualification stages. You have successfully retained the traffic. Users are lingering on the site. Maybe they're even scrolling through your service pages, but your CRM remains empty.
Nobody's filling out a form.
Nobody's requesting a consultation. And the source identifies a highly specific architectural flaw here. Basically, your content is answering the wrong category of questions.
Oh, the author phrased this perfectly. Businesses are wasting resources answering what is questions while utterly failing to answer why us questions.
Yes, because if a prospect is searching for what is a supply chain audit, an AI agent can provide a comprehensive, flawless answer in 2 seconds.
Right.
So if your corporate blog is just a 2,000-word article answering that same basic definition, you offer zero incremental value. You haven't introduced any friction or insight that requires them to hire your firm.
They don't need you.
Exactly. So to bridge the intent gap, the text dictates that businesses must mandate high information gain across all their assets.
Let's clearly define the mechanics of information gain because it really is the antidote to the AI slump.
It is.
Information gain is the introduction of proprietary data, lived experience, or contrarian viewpoints that an algorithmic model fundamentally cannot synthesize.
Yeah.
Because it just doesn't exist in the training data.
Right.
For example, if someone searches how to reduce SaaS churn, Gemini just gives them 5 generic bullet points about customer success. That is zero information gain.
Yep.
But if your content says, hey, we audited a $50 million SaaS company last month and discovered a $2 million revenue leak hidden in their middle tier pricing page, and here's the exact framework we used to find it, and AI cannot invent that narrative.
It can't. And that is the exact mechanism that qualifies a lead.
Wow.
High information gain forces the prospect to realize that your organization possesses a depth of specialized knowledge that the chat interface totally lacks.
It shifts them out of research mode.
Exactly. It shifts their intent from passive research to active evaluation. They are no longer looking for an answer. They are looking to acquire your specific expertise.
But even if we establish trust and we proof our expertise through information gain, and the prospect actually fills out the form to download that framework, we can still lose them.
Oh, absolutely.
Which brings us to the third and arguably most expensive leak, the follow-up gap.
Yeah. This failure occurs in the final stretch, right between qualification and close. The prospect has signaled intent, they have traded their contact information for your insights, but the leads simply go cold.
The pipeline stagnates.
Right, but not from a lack of interest, but from a lack of infrastructure. This is where the absence of a technical backbone destroys your return on investment.
Explain the mechanics of that technical backbone, because I think a lot of businesses assume that just dumping an email address into a spreadsheet or sending a single automated thanks for downloading email constitutes a follow-up system.
Yeah, that's a huge misconception. A single autoresponder is a receipt. It's not a system.
Receipt. Wow.
The follow-up gap happens because human buying cycles are rarely instantaneous. A prospect might download your pricing audit today because they're frustrated, but they might not have the budget authority to hire you until next quarter.
Right.
So if your technical architecture relies on a sales rep remembering to manually email them in 3 months, that lead is effectively dead.
Just gone.
A true technical backburn integrates your marketing automation directly into your CRM. It relies on real-time behavioral lead scoring.
So the system is actively monitoring their digital body language.
Exactly. If that prospect who downloaded the guide way back in July suddenly returns to your website in October and spends 3 minutes on your pricing page, the technical backbone should instantly trigger a Slack notification to the assigned sales rep and automatically deploy a highly relevant case study to the prospect's inbox.
That is incredibly powerful.
Without that interconnected automated sequence keeping the prospect warm and reacting to their buying signals, you were just hemorrhaging the very leads you paid $15,000 to acquire.
So if I'm looking at my own business right now, staring at a dashboard full of ghost metrics, how do I practically differentiate between these failures? Like, how do I know if I'm suffering from a trust gap versus an intent gap?
Wow.
Because it sounds like we aren't just talking about tweaking the headline on a landing page or changing the color of a button. We need a fundamental overhaul from a digital brochure to what the text calls conversion architecture.
This raises an important question, and honestly, it is the fulcrum of the entire deep dive. You simply cannot diagnose a 2026 problem using 2016 instruments.
Right.
To identify and repair the trust, intent, and follow-up gaps, you have to systematically dismantle the legacy approach to marketing and fully adopt the 2026 funnel gap analysis model.
And the source material provides a brilliant side-by-side data comparison table that makes this shift incredibly stark.
It really does.
It contrasts the outdated activity-based model, which it appropriately labels as legacy, against the new funnel gap analysis model. Let's walk through the mechanics of these contrasts, starting with the primary metric that businesses use to measure success.
Sure. So under the legacy model, the primary metrics were entirely volume dependent. Total clicks, gross impressions, social media likes.
The ghost metrics.
Exactly. These are the ghost metrics that look great on a chart but carry zero financial weight. In the 2026 funnel gap model, all those vanity metrics are stripped away. The only primary metrics that dictate strategy are the volume of qualified leads generated and the actual closed revenue attributed to the campaign.
Which makes total sense. And changing what you measure entirely rewires your tactical approach, particularly in your search strategy.
Oh, completely.
Because the legacy approach was obsessed with chasing blue link rankings, spending months trying to manipulate keywords just to get the number one spot on a traditional search engine results page.
Yeah, playing the old algorithm game.
But the 2026 strategy abandons the blue link entirely. The goal is to become the preferred AI answer, but to engineer that presence using the proprietary information gain we discussed.
Right, ensuring that the AI has to cite your unique data, which forces the user to seek out your special authority.
Yeah.
And that paradigm shift also completely transforms ad management.
How so?
Well, the activity-based model was inherently volume-focused. Agencies would cast these massive, broad-match keyword nets into the ocean, resulting in incredibly high amounts of wasted spend.
Oh, sure. You were paying for clicks from students doing research or competitors just spying on your copy.
Exactly. The funnel gap model, on the other hand, is relentlessly intent-focused. The text introduces this concept called zero-waste filtering.
Break down the mechanics of zero-waste filtering because, I mean, it sounds like a marketing utopia, but how does a system actually filter out the waste?
Zero-waste filtering operates on the principle of exclusion rather than just inclusion. So instead of bidding on broad industry terms, you utilize first-party data, firmographic targeting, and negative keyword lists to actively suppress your ads from being shown to anyone outside your defined buying committee.
Wow. Actively suppressing them.
You aren't just trying to find the right buyers. You are building a technical perimeter that actively rejects unqualified traffic before it can consume your budget.
That's a huge mental shift.
It is. You willingly accept a much lower volume of total traffic in exchange for a radically higher concentration of actual buyers.
So what does this all mean? When you combine zero-waste filtering, information gain, and automated lead scoring, it fundamentally changes the relationship between a CEO and their marketing data.
Absolutely.
The legacy model produced CEO reporting filled with algorithm fluff, excuses about Google Core updates, and industry jargon. The 2026 model demands transparent binary dashboards like, we spent X dollars and it generated Y dollars in pipeline.
Clear as day.
It means that as a business owner, your tolerance for agencies that try to distract you with top-of-funnel vanity metrics while your pipeline starves should be absolutely zero.
Yeah, it's really about enforcing financial accountability on your digital infrastructure. If we connect this to the bigger picture, executing a funnel gap analysis, which is the core diagnostic service offered by Double Dome Digital Marketing in the text, is not a creative exercise.
No.
It is a rigorous, unforgiving technical audit of your user journey. It's the process of building a resilient technical backbone that can successfully filter out the immense noise of the modern web and capture the isolated signals of true buying intent.
It really redefines the very purpose of your website.
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer aiming for broad reach or viral potential. You are engineering a machine designed for authority establishment and rapid lead qualification.
A machine. Exactly.
You are making the hard transition from renting cheap traffic, from social media algorithms, to owning a proprietary lead flow system. When you build that architecture, every single dollar of your monthly investment is surgically aimed at a real human being who possesses a real budget, rather than being squandered on bot traffic or casual zero-intent scrollers.
And that is the defining characteristic of convergent architecture.
Yeah.
Your digital presence cannot function as a passive informational brochure anymore. It has to be an active psychological closing mechanism. It requires immediate, undeniable trust signals the second a page loads. Mm-hmm. It demands compelling, high-friction calls to action that force a prospect to qualify themselves. And most importantly, it necessitates a sophisticated back-end system that catches, scores, and nurtures every single prospect who isn't ready to buy today but will be holding your credit card tomorrow.
Okay, let's bring this all together. Because you take one critical concept away from this deep dive, let it be this. A chaotic, bustling funnel top does not guarantee a lucrative pipeline bottom.
Not at all.
If your digital marketing feels like an exhausting workout on a treadmill, if those ghost metrics are flashing green, but your revenue has flatlined, you are dealing with a structural leak.
You have a gap.
You need to stop looking at the sheer volume of traffic and start running diagnostics on your trust, intent, and follow-up caps. Do not let your revenue fall victim to legacy, closed-circuit thinking in a market completely dominated by AI disruption.
And as you evaluate the structural integrity of your own systems, I really want to leave you with a final thought to mull over.
Let's hear it.
The author rightly points out that today's buyers are profoundly AI weary.
Yeah.
If algorithmic bots like ChatGPT and Gemini continue their trajectory of perfectly summarizing all general top-of-funnel knowledge, if they completely corner the global market on synthesizing what is content, well, the only marketing that survives the late 2020s have to be radically personal.
Wow.
We may be rapidly entering an era where a business's most valuable commercial asset is highly opinionated, fiercely human-to-human interaction that simply cannot be digitized, replicated, or scraped by an algorithm.
That is a highly provocative question to consider as you audit your own conversion architecture. Stop running in place on the treadmill of ghost metrics and start engineering a system that actually converts momentum into revenue. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the mechanics of the modern funnel, and we'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.